This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will speak to the Republican National Convention in the next half hour from Maryland's Fort McHenry, site of the 1814 battle that inspired what is now the U.S. national anthem. Pence is expected to give a robust defense of President Donald Trump in his speech. It should also provide a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominees for the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. The White House said Wednesday it had helped the Midwest U.S. state of Wisconsin in the deployment of almost 1,000 National Guard troops following protests that have rocked the city of Kenosha. This after a white police officer shot a black man several times in the back Sunday, and two people were shot and killed during protests over the police shooting Tuesday night. Police have arrested a 17-year-old in connection with that case. Protests have spilled into the sports world. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. The dramatic series of moves began when the NBA's team from Wisconsin, where the Jacob Blake shooting took place, didn't take the floor for their game against a team from Florida. Women of the WNBA joined the men and decided not to play their regular season games in protest. And the 10th-ranked woman tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, said she's pulled out of the semifinals of a tennis tournament in protest of racial injustice. Osaka has a Japanese mother and Haitian father. She said in a social media post, quote, "Before I'm an athlete, I am a black woman," end quote. This is VOA News. Greece and its European Union allies held war games in the Mediterranean Wednesday while Turkey conducted drills with the U.S. Navy nearby. This as the dispute between the two neighbors over gas and maritime borders ratcheted up another notch. The convergence of a growing number of warships on an energy-rich but disputed patch of sea between Cyprus and Crete came as NATO and a host of European officials called for cooler heads to prevail. A small number of U.S. troops were injured during an incident with Russian forces in Syria, according to the White House. While such interactions between American and Russian forces are not rare, the incident highlights the risks of troops from both countries operating in close proximity in northern Syria and the potential for an escalation in tensions. One of the officials speaking on the condition of anonymity said the injuries were a result of a collision and not any exchange of fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has sent a roadmap to Lebanese politicians outlining political and financial reforms needed to unlock foreign aid and rescue the country from multiple crises, including an economic meltdown. The two-page concept paper delivered by the French ambassador to Beirut and seen by Reuters laid out detailed measures, many of them long demanded by foreign donors. Here's what's happening with the coronavirus pandemic. South Korea reported 441 new coronavirus cases as of Wednesday, the most daily infections since early March when the country had the first large outbreak. U.S. health officials have changed their COVID-19 testing advice, saying it's no longer necessary for people in close contact with those who are infected. Bewildering experts, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had been advising tests for people who've been within 6 feet of an infected person for more than 15 minutes. But in new guidance on its website, the CDC says that's no longer recommended for people not showing symptoms. The change stunned health experts, who note the CDC itself has said as many as 40% of those infected do not show symptoms, and testing contacts of those infected is vital to containing outbreaks.
The CDC guidelines that they had put forth are scary and dangerous.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuses the Trump administration of forcing the change because President Trump wants to see positive test numbers drop. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European Union nations, Britain, and EU partners have agreed on a blueprint for a COVID-19 vaccination plan, predicting inoculation of at least 40% of their populations, a step that may set back the World Health Organization's own vaccine blueprint. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.